thousands of students and youths held demonstrations in Gaza City, carrying Egyptian and Palestinian flags, as well as banners praising the Egyptian revolution, which led to the resignation of President Hosni Mubarak, following 18 consecutive days of mass protests across Egypt. The joyful protesters who gathered at the courtyard of the Palestinian Legislative Council said they came out to celebrate and expressed solidarity with the Egyptians.
We came out today to voice our support for the Egyptian people who've achieved this revolution after 30 years of oppression. We wish for Egypt and its people a happy time. They can now enjoy the rights they've been denied for years.
We congratulate the Egyptian people who taught the world a lesson in democracy. We hope that other dictators in the Arab world will learn from this lesson and undertake reforms.
Meanwhile, hundreds of women and female students also gathered at Palestine Square in downtown Gaza to send a message of support to the Egyptian protesters in Cairo's Liberation Square, who were finally successful in ousting President Mubarak after 30 years of autocratic rule.
Gazans came out today to congratulate the Egyptian people on the success of the revolution and hope that Egypt will take its national and historic role.
Emotions are strong among Gazans who would like to see a new government in Egypt that will break the ongoing Israeli siege by opening the Rafah border in order to allow aid convoys and supplies to reach Gaza without Israeli interference.
We are so proud of the Egyptian people for achieving their goal. Their happiness is our happiness. We expect the new government to help end the Israeli siege by opening the Rafah crossing so that we too get the freedom we deserve.
The will of the Egyptian people proved to be stronger than dictators and tyrannical rulers. However, with Gaza's only terminal to the outside world still closed, activists have started a campaign calling for the opening of the Rafah Gate to liberate Gazans. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.